Hey, thanks for letting us bring you today's audiocast for Monday, March 12, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. Brought to you today by IFR Magazine. AvWeb's editor-in-chief, Chad Troutvetter, caught up with National Business Aviation Association Southeast Regional Representative Harry Hux at the recent Florida Aviation Trades Association annual meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Hux outlined some of the more pressing issues to pilots flying in the Southeast.
FAA reauthorization, of course, needs to be accomplished sometime in September of this year in order to refund the FAA system. In looking at the House, we feel pretty good about what's happening there. We've been working with members of the House on reauthorization to hopefully get a bill coming out of the House, a proposed bill out of the House that would not contain any type of user fee system. And that's our main concern, obviously, right now is some type of a bill that would contain a user fee that will definitely affect long-term business aviation and the business aviation industry and how the system would work.
The House bill differs quite much from the Senate version. What's going to happen to resolve those differences?
We think that the Senate version, although we're working very hard to take out any reference to a user fee, we think that there's a possibility in the Senate that there could be some type of a user fee in there. That's something we don't want to see at all. We think it's bad for the long-term business aviation industry. Of course, when those two bills come out, there'll be some type of a committee reconciliation between what the House sees itself doing and what the Senate sees itself doing. My territory mainly covers from Maryland on down to Florida. The Southeast is pretty user-friendly to general aviation and business aviation. However, there are a couple of issues going on not only in the Southeast but in other parts of the nation that could be precedent-setting, and we want to keep an eye on those things. One of them we talked about earlier was a Westchester-type exemption. That is where legislation comes into play that would exempt a particular airport from following the current federal aviation regulations and guidelines. Our concern is that one particular airport could put in a mandatory curfew, say, at night that would preclude operations in there, say, between 10 or 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning. Our concern is that there would be a patchwork of local regulations, not only in the Southeast, but across the U.S. Air system that would be different in every state and every location. And we just don't think that that's a good, productive, positive way to run the national airspace system, to have to deal with this patchwork quilt of restrictions at the various airports. So we're trying to educate both our membership and also public officials that what the unintended consequences of those kind of changes in regulation could be in local areas.
There's some issues in Florida with taxes and things like that. Can you address those?
Yeah, it seems in talking to people here at the conference that there are some issues, and maybe there is a lot of misunderstanding about what the regulations are here in the state and what Florida Department of Revenue is trying to do. So I think what we're going to have to plan to do is open up a dialogue with the Florida Department of Revenue and get those folks to give us their interpretation of what the regulations are and the do's and don'ts that they see on the part of owner-operators of aircraft and that would result in property tax consequences on those aircraft. And then in turn, get that word out to our membership so they know what to expect and how to comply with the regulations in the state of Florida.
Other airport issues going on in the Southeast?
It's been an ongoing process, not only in Florida and the Southeast, but nationwide, to look at the FAA's desire to bring airports into compliance with RSA, Runway Safety Area, and RPZ, Runway Protection Zone requirements. And we continue to dialogue with both the airport district office in Orlando and Atlanta and in Washington, D.C. to, again, you know, educate them and bring them up to speed as to safety issues that would result in making changes to RSA and RPZ zones, you know, just for the sake of change. In some cases, it may be the safest and smartest thing to do is modify those requirements in some respects in order to bring the airport into compliance.
NBAA Southeastern Rep. Harry Hux. For more in-depth coverage and the latest general aviation news, be sure and log on to avweb.com. You'll also find tons of resources and great features like the Brain Teaser, Video of the Week, Picture of the Week, the Pilot's Lounge, and it's all free, of course, at avweb.com. Comments on this audiocast are welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. Check them out at ifr-magazine.com. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, June 29th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.